Here's another tune rocketing up the charts. This is a composition called Drone, and it's written for some rather unusual instruments. Don't look for them in a music store.
This otherworldly music you're hearing is coming from an orchestra made up of mobile phones. But they aren't just any mobile phones. These are smartphones.
Reporter Megan Meyer.
The composer and director of this piece is Go Wang. He's a professor at Stanford University's Center for Computer Research in Music and Acoustics. This orchestra was born out of another one where the players use laptops.
We actually have a formal course here at Stanford that's the laptop orchestra, and we are currently looking to expand that with the mobile phone orchestra.
Smartphones have all sorts of high-tech tools on them. Depending on the model, they can come equipped with GPS systems, multi-touch screens, or tilt sensors. Wang and his colleagues write code that hijacks these tools to reveal their musical potential. Wang helped design the Ocarina app. It's a program that transforms the iPhone into an ancient clay flute.
I'm actually just holding the iPhone here as if I might a sandwich, and I'm placing four fingers on this the multi-touch screen. You would literally blow into the phone, at the microphone. You use the multi-touch to actually choose the different pitches by holding down different finger holes that are rendered on the screen. You would use the tilt sensor to control the amount of vibrato. So that's actually played on Ocarina on the iPhone.
You can think of the phone as a pocket synthesizer. Wang and his colleagues have also programmed the smartphones to respond to sounds around them.
For example, for a phone to be able to track the pitch at which someone's singing, or to see, you know, kind of what tempo or what meter someone is actually, you know, playing or emitting a certain sound.
The Mobile Phone Orchestra, or MOFO, is made up of anywhere between 2 and 20 people. They each use phones to shake, scroll, and stipple their way to new tones and textures of sound. Through exploration of the smartphone's potential, they hope to answer a question.
You know, how can we provide new ways of thinking in terms of how people go about making music or playing music together or performing music or composing?
That's how orchestra member Jun Oh feels about MOFO. She played the flute in the Stanford Symphony Orchestra through her undergrad years. Although she still loves classical music, since joining MOFO, Jun is excited that their music has fewer physical limitations than a traditional orchestra. At first, she thought that mobile phones had a narrow musical vocabulary.
I thought things more in terms of kind of ringtones, but I realized it's not so passive like that.
Since playing in MOFO, Jeanne has found that these palm-sized computers have expanded her appreciation of how she makes music.
Computers can have the potential to generate, you know, any kind of sound that you can imagine.
Not only does she find she can study music in new ways since she joined MOFO, but she's having loads of fun.
There's a piece called Drone that's been programmed for the iPhone, and if you gently shake the phone in a vertical direction, it makes this really rich and funny timbre, like boing sound.
Go Wang pulls out his iPhone and tells me he and I are about to go world surfing. With a few taps on the multi-touch screen, he is connected with ocarina players from all over the world.
This is someone calling themselves Zushi from Southeast Asia. So I'm actually hearing that on this kind of part, on the ocarina, as part of the world listener feature of this app.
So are you hearing them in real time?
This is, I would say it's semi-real time. This could be from just a few seconds ago, or from maybe a few minutes or an hour ago.
From this type of technology, Wang hopes to one day see live orchestras so large they will span entire regions, continents, and beyond. So maybe one day you'll be able to play a four-part harmony with someone thousands of miles away. For NPR News, I'm Megan Meyer.
You can watch a video of the smartphone ocarina in action at nprmusic.org.